Thank you very much for the opportunity to address this committee. Most of what I wanted to say has already been covered. However, the one thing that I will touch upon, once again, in my testimony, that we, all the worm diggers I've spoken with do support the idea of lawful protection of netting. Fact is, we assume that was already in place. We've since found it is not. Any actual gear on the mud that they use, yes, it should have lawful protection. I'll skip all the way down to the bottom, and I will read this. According to a letter written by Dan Devereaux of the Brunswick Marine Resource Committee explaining the amended version of the bill that is before you, they claim this is needed as a management tool for today's circumstances. So why has Brunswick pursued this issue more than once beginning 19... I'm expanding on Peter Kent's. Beginning 19 years ago with LD 570 in 1995 during times economically and environmentally more friendly, far removed from the elevated green crab menace of today. And I included it on the back of your testimony just to show you. This bill from 1995 is one that we measure all action that's been taken since. Everything, as far as worm diggers go, everything that comes down the pike now, we measure against what was once tried against us at that time, which was wide sweeping measures. Based on this history of Brunswick's repeated attempts to wrest control of our industry from the state to the municipalities, we in no wise trust that the amendments placed in this bill during the past week, again, they've only been placed in there in the past week, as an attempt to pacify wormers and make this bill more palatable to this committee, will stay intact through the legislative process. We consider this bill a camel's nose through the tent flap in an attempt to assimilate our industry into the municipal shellfish ordinance expansions. It continues to deepen the chasm of distrust between our industries.
Thank
that
you
I'll
much.
Leave, because everything else I had been covered.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Having trouble reading this one. I think it's Alan Furnier from Wiscasset.
Asking if you had this area.
People in the overflow room could head, and we have a little more room in the room. The next person could go, Sherman
Joey Hansen
from Augusta.
Yeah.